The FT.
Okay, it's day one of the wearables experiment. I'm going to try and be the model employee today, so I slept for 8 hours last night. Although my watch tells me only 6 of them were good quality hours. Which I think I'd rather not know. Now I'm going to run to work.
That was Sarah O'Connor, the FT's employment correspondent. Some companies are starting to experiment with fitting their workers with wearable devices, sleep trackers, activity monitors, and so on. So we fitted Sarah out with a bunch of devices this week. We wanted to see what it would feel like to be tracked as an employee, and whether the data would actually be useful to an employer. I'm Robin Kwong, and I'm here with Sarah on the last day of this wearables experiment to talk about what we've learned so far. Sarah, this was your idea originally. Do you regret it now? How does it feel to be tracked?
The first day, in fact, the first 2 days, I really quite enjoyed it. But that was because I was being very virtuous. I was wearing all this stuff. I wanted to make a good impression. I knew that I would be posting the data to the world and also that my boss would be looking at it. So I slept for 8 hours. I did lots of exercise. I ran to work. All of these great things. Then I was looking at the data and it was almost like just confirming what a good person I was. So that was great. Then my standards started to slip. I got a little bit tired. And then the wearables were awful because all the things that I was doing wrong, I already felt guilty. I would have felt guilty that I only slept 5 hours. I felt guilty that I hadn't been for a run. But now I had all this data telling me how terrible I was. So I think in the end, I'll be very glad to take them all off at the end of today.
And today we actually showed your data to Alec Russell, our news editor and your boss. Was he impressed? What do you make of it?
I don't think he was terribly impressed. I was surprised, actually. I thought that he would be pleased that I had been sleeping so much and that my mood ring had said that I was quite relaxed. But actually, I think he thought I was sleeping too much and that this was an indication that I didn't have enough get up and go and desire to jump out of bed and come to the office and find lots of great news stories. I don't think he was super impressed. And actually, the whole experience was a bit stressful in the sense that, you know, I worry all the time about whether I'm doing a good job anyway. I think most of us do. But now I had all these new things to worry about.
Apart from wearing all the devices this week, you actually were doing your job, reporting, and going out and talking to people and finding out about wearables in the workplace. What did you find?
So I found that there are companies that are getting quite interested in using wearables in the workplace now. It seems like there's two different rationales. One is pretty clear. If you're a company, particularly one in America, that has a big healthcare liability for your workforce, then if you can do something to encourage them to be fitter, then that's a direct boost to your bottom line. So there are some American companies now who are giving all of their employees Fitbits and then offering them various rewards if they make sure they do their 10,000 steps a day. And then there's another group of companies, more on the startup side so far, who are experimenting with trying to find correlations between workers' sleep patterns or their activity or their what they eat and how productive they are, how good they are at performing as workers. And they're hoping that ultimately they can find some way of sort of fine-tuning their workforce, a little bit like a sports manager might fine-tune their sports team to make sure that they're absolutely on their game on the day of the big match.
So there are some clear reasons why companies would want to do this, but I think a lot of people would, the first question they would have is, what's in it for the employee? Why would anyone agree to let their bosses do this to them?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And most of the people who I've talked to about this, when they've asked me why I look so ridiculous wearing all these devices, has been a sort of horrified look of, oh my goodness, that's terrible. Why on earth would anyone agree to let their bosses track them? This is so Big Brother. And I think that probably will be one of the main stumbling points for companies who want to do this. The ones that I've talked to, they've said that their younger employees are much more happy to try and get involved. One startup CEO that I talked to said that all of the employees that he's hired who are under 30, they all have their Facebook profiles set to public. You know, these people just do not really have any worries about privacy anyway. They're happy to share their data with their bosses. I think for the rest of us, you would have to have some pretty good safeguards about what your employer was going to do with the data. You'd have to have some kind of financial incentive, probably. And even then, I think a lot of people would say, no, thank you very much.
And so what's your final verdict? Do you think this sort of stuff will take off?
I think in some industries, it's already taken off. The white-collar workforce, it's a slightly harder case still. The problem is that you can, even say you've persuaded all of your employees to go along with this scheme, you gather up all of this data, but then it's very hard to know how to analyse it in a sensible way when each person is an individual. So it might help me to sleep 8 hours. That might make me a better reporter. But it might, for you, 8 hours might be too much sleep, and it might be better if you sleep for 5 hours. I mean, for an HR manager to fine-tune all of that data and then figure out how to do something sensible with it, I think it's beyond where we are right now. But you never know. These big data people are very clever, and I'm sure they're working on it.
I'm sure they are. Thank you very much. You can find Sarah's project on Facebook at facebook.com/wearablesatwork, and watch out for Sarah's big feature on this topic on June 9th.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.